99.7 DJX, the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Supplying every demand.
On demand.
And if there's one thing that you should know about this show is that we're all about education and knowledge and furthering your knowledge in just worldly things. So with that, how about a stupid fact of the day?
I'm ready.
About 11,000 Americans every year injure themselves while trying out weird lovemaking positions.
Oh, there it is. Okay. All right. Be careful, sassy people.
So if you're lucky enough to embark on an adventure this weekend, just keep that in the back of your mind.
Safety first.
Yeah, safety first.
Does it break it down into the types of injuries, or are we just going to leave that alone?
It doesn't break it down into the types of injuries.
Okay.
I would imagine men are probably getting injured maybe a little bit more and in that certain type of injury.
Okay.
Thinking back, I don't think I've ever injured myself too bad.
Okay, great.
Like, I'm, you know, I would imagine
super uncomfortable.
Yeah, I would imagine, you know, falling down might be something, you know, maybe.
Sure.
Or falling off of something.
Yeah, maybe the location is proving to be problematic.
Yeah, location, you know,
yeah,
on a slanted piece of furniture that,
let's,
you know, falls over.
Any more specific pictures for people this morning. It's a little early for that.
The kitchen table is maybe not as sturdy as you thought and, you know, it hurts. I'm just saying, 11,000 people have had to go to the hospital and say, this is why.
Did they tell? Well, I guess, yeah.
Yeah, obviously they told, yes. The truth. Right, yeah. Exactly.
Wow. I would lie. I'm telling you right now. If that ever happens to me, I'm lying. I'm not telling the truth about that particular injury. It's not happening.
So,
on the record, I'll be a liar when it comes to that.
So, Miss K, how exactly did you twist your ankle again?
I was rescuing a kitten. Meow.
Grr.
Not telling the truth.
All right. So,
no, sir.
Well, I am. So, you know, honestly, that number could be actually a lot higher.
Oh, I'm sure
if
it is.
If you're thinking about
if
it.
Anyone else is like me, lying.
So, way more people, and see, way more people are getting injured and not going to the hospital. So, that number
Jimbo,
is a...
Jimbo was, said in a text, he said, the sink. All right.
Maddie just texted and said, my friend has broken her nose twice doing the deed.
Wow, that sounds athletic.
I mean, I am just in awe. I love it.
Oh, Roxanne, twist your position, spring in a hip.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, Natalie.
Oh, no.
A couple of years ago, my ex and I had relations in the shower. Needless to say, the shower rod came down.
Oh, gosh.
Smacked him in the forehead.
Ooh.
Causing us to go to the ER because he had to get stitches.
Oh, wow.
So we filed under that statistic about 6 years ago, LOL.
Oh, yeah, Natalie. Sassy.
When I first started reading that, I was thinking you were talking about, like, the
spout, shower head?
The shower spout that comes out from the tub.
Yeah.
And the little lever that comes up to turn it from a bath to a shower, you know?
No.
Like that going up someplace that shouldn't have?
Nope. Shower, the rod.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Okay.
Danger, guys. Danger.
Can we stop talking about this now?
I think we should continue. I mean, because everybody's got a story, apparently. I mean, this is a great, great subject we've stumbled into, the stupid fact of the day.
Oh, that's a dumb, stupid fact.